everybody. Great to see you all out there. The Delfest Nation here on this Sunday night, 2010, third annual Delfest Music Festival. You were here. Congratulations. Hope you folks have had a wonderful weekend. It's not over, but we have a ton of great memories already in our mental scrapbooks. And want to take care of a few things here before we bring out the host band of the weekend and the host man of the weekend and the host man of this next set. And we'd like to bring out Dell right now and his two granddaughters. Emma and Monroe. Make them welcome, folks.
This is Emmy and Emma, and this is, who is this?
Monroe.
Okay, so they're going to draw. Steve Owen. All right, Steve Owens. Steve, come on up here. Can we get him around? Dell's gonna christen the guitar. We get a mic up on that? Yeah, let's get a mic up on the winning guitar here. There it is.
I don't have a pick. Tell me a pick. Did he win? Did your dad win this guitar? And what? Well, what is his name?
All right, so
Steve Owen, that's what I thought.
Steve plays in an Irish band? Right on, that's great. All right, is he coming up here?
Come on,
Steve. Here he comes.
Yeah, that's him. We'll let him play it. So we got a pick and a guitar, and Steve Owen's going to play the guitar. Check one. Oh, yeah.
All right, Steve, congratulations.
Steve said, I can't believe this is happening. Now, those girls, they worked pretty hard, didn't they? That's my two granddaughters there. They're always looking for some work to do, you know that? They're going to take a bow, I think, for all that hard work, baby. And you know what? Now that we gave the best guitar in the world away, we're going to introduce all the rest of the folks in my family. I got a whole big family, you know. Should I bring them one at a time? Well, you know, I think they're probably down at the bottom of the steps talking, and they won't even know that they're invited up here, you see. So, applaud real big now. Make them come up here. How about a hand for Jean, my wife, Delma Jean? Yeah. Well, you know, now, Gene has been running that merch tent over there, and, well, I don't think she's been running it. She's just been kind of sitting around and telling everybody what to do. No, she's a hard worker, buddy. I tell you what, I can't keep up with her in a day's time. Now, you know what? I guess we better keep going here, or we'll run out of time with this family here. I guess I'll introduce my daughter, Rhonda, and her son, Jacob, next. Come out here, Rhonda and Jacob. Well, now, Rhonda's been helping with the merch tent over there, too. Has your mom been doing much? She's afraid to say anything with her mom here.
She's
We should have gave Maul a microphone. I didn't think of that, Joe. Let's see now. Well, we better keep on going. Next in line and in age is Ronnie McCurry and his wife, Allison. And Evan is the oldest. He's the electric guitar player, right? Yeah, he played with the Lee Boys just a few minutes ago right over at the stage. And this is Josh, the drummer. And this is Emma. She gives guitars away every day. Emma, right there. Now, who's left here? Okay, now the last one, the youngest one, actually. He's as young as I am. How about a little hand for Rob McCurry and his wife, Lisa? And that's the other granddaughter right there. That's Monroe. And she's got a brother now. And guess what his name is? Does anybody know? You're right, it is. I thought, what a dumb name to give a boy. No, his name's Dale, and he's with his other grandmother right now in Little Rock, Arkansas, or he'd have been here with us. He's having a big time out there in Arkansas. But you know, we'll have to let him take over Dale Fest when he gets a little older, because let's give them all a great big hand. I'll tell you, Now, I'll tell you, another thing I like to do is thank all of you fans for coming to this festival. And this is our third year, and it's grown every year. It's bigger and bigger, and we're just about to run out of room. We're going to have to go across the creek into West Virginia next year. We've got a lot of excavation to do, as you can see. But, you know, that might be fun, busting up all them rocks over there. Let's see, folks. Now, I've got a whole bunch of people to thank here. We've got to thank Joe for a great job of emceeing this whole weekend. I'll tell you now, Joe done a great job, I'll tell you. You know, there's a lot of things to keep in your head when you emcee a festival all weekend like this, and he keeps it up there. Plus, he's such a great musician. You know, the first time I met Joe, he was playing with David Grisman out in California, and he plays everything, every instrument you can think of, I believe. Anyway, let's see now, who else we got to thank? Ron. Oh yeah, we gotta thank High Sierra. You know, if it hadn't been for those folks, we couldn't have got this done. Yeah. That's Roy Carter and Rebecca. And I'll tell you what, they've been working here since probably Monday, you know, doing all kind of things. Or a week before that even, yeah. They was here before the storm came. They was here before the storm that came last year. Was anybody else here before that? Yes, we'd like to thank the county commissioners, and we'd also like to thank Barb Buell, because she's the head of the tourism here in this part of the country. And I'll tell you, she's done a great job of keeping everything straight and getting things done here, because we can't always be here, you know. We live in Nashville, and of course, Roy Carter lives in California, and Rebecca. And so we can't be here all the time, so she does a whole lot of things here for us while we're gone. And we got to thank Doug Schwab. Yes, I'll tell you, he's got the volunteer crew. Well, where's Doug? Stand up, Doug. Oh, he is standing up. You're not as tall as I thought you was, Doug. We got to thank all those folks, and I know I'm missing somebody. Oh, I forgot Evan. You thought of somebody, didn't you? Go ahead.
Yeah, we got to thank this entire crew that has been working here so hard all weekend, on the stage crew, all the fellas involved in the sound. It's an incredible job. It's not only this stage, we have three stages, you know.
Aaron Shoemaker back there running the sound for us. He's been.
Chris is over here, the stage manager.
Chris?
There he is. Eric Mayer.
Eric Mayer, did you thank Chris, the one that's sitting down over there on the job? That's part of our team, Chris. And let's see. And Emily, you folks probably know Emily. She's been doing a lot of work this weekend. And I'll tell you what, Stan Strickland, he's my manager, he's the one that comes up with all the brainstorms, you know, that I can't understand, but he does. He knows what he's doing. Folks, can you think of anybody that we didn't? Okay, thank you. Yes, we got to thank all the volunteers that over there. They had a lot of volunteers in the merch tent and just everywhere. And we got to thank you folks for keeping it clean. You know, if it wasn't for you folks, we couldn't keep the place clean. You know, I couldn't pick it all up at night. I'm too sleepy by the time we get done. But you know, right, Susan Stewart. We got to thank Susan. Yes. Let's see now. Who else have we got here? I think we got some of them. I know we didn't get them all, but and we did get Darren Shoemaker back there. Yeah, he's the one that's got us on the air right now. I guess. Can you hear us? Are we on the air? Oh, okay. Thanks, Darren. We're gonna take a bow, okay? And I guess we'll play one now. How'd that be?
Folks, while Dell and the boys are getting ready, I want to take an opportunity to thank a couple of key members of an incredible production team here at the Grandstand Stage, and shout outs to the production team that extends out to the Potomac Stage and to the Music Hall. Here at this particular stage, I want to thank stage manager Chris Bowman, who has done an incredible job. Chris. Crew Chief Ryan Delbridge. Monitor Engineer Chris Davis. Not sure where he is. He's probably off working hard somewhere else. Patchmaster BJ Pendleton. BJ. All right. And mixing the house, Jason Masurka. Thanks, Jason. Great job. Each and every one of them. And Friday when we got dumped on, these guys kicked into gear. And I want to thank the guy who oversees the whole thing too. This guy dealt very efficiently with a very efficient team when we saw those Thunderheads and that front moving in on Friday. And I know a lot of us being snake bit from last year. or, you know, a little more edgy than normal, but everybody, boy, after coming out after Mountain Heart set and just going to in a real beautiful, orderly fashion, just going back to camp, battening down the hatches, taking care of business, we had just a couple of good old spring showers. But what it did last year was really prepare us and have us be mindful of the fact that Mother Nature always has the last word, and we need to stay humbled by that. But the guy who oversees all this great production team is Eric Meyer, and I'd like for you guys to give a big shout out to him. And it's Mayers, I'm so sorry. Eric Mayers, and he works for the High Sierra team as well as this team, and he does a great job. Thanks, Eric. Okay. Oh, here's some thanks. We're just getting them coming up from the crowd here, which is great. Thanks to Brent Dana for parking all the RVs and opened the walkways, put the sawdust down. This is hard work, folks. The head of security is Jeff Bradshaw. Thanks to Jeff and all his security team. Okay, music hall stage manager Jake Werko. And Rick Klein, the manager of the Potomac stage. So thanks to these guys too for doing a great job and moving their folks around. Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. Well, let's see if the boys are ready. Father Dell, how you doing over there? Alan? Okay. Folks, once again, a privilege and an honor to introduce the host band of the weekend. The host man of the weekend. One of the nicest, most loving people I've ever met, and I'm sure that a lot of you feel the same way. Father Dell McCurry and the Dell McCurry Band.